This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Senator Josh Hawley gets the last laugh on cancel culture. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Publishing giant Simon & Schuster was all set to publish Senator Josh Hawley's book entitled The Tyranny of Big Tech, but decided to cancel the contract on January 7th, 2021, the day after the storming of the Capitol, which was also the same day that Hawley called for an investigation into election fraud claims. Simon & Schuster released their statement saying, "After witnessing the disturbing, deadly insurrection that took place on Wednesday in Washington, D.C., Simon & Schuster has decided to cancel publication of Senator Josh Hawley's forthcoming book, The Tyranny of Big Tech. We did not come to this decision lightly. As a publisher, it will always be our mission to amplify a variety of voices and viewpoints. At the same time, we take seriously our larger public responsibility as citizens and cannot support Senator Hawley after his role in what became a dangerous threat to our democracy and freedom." Senator Hawley explained the reason he wrote his book, saying that, "At a time when these platforms are determining elections, banning inconvenient political views, lining politicians' pockets with hundreds of millions of dollars, and addicting our kids to screens, I want to draw attention to the robber barons of the modern era. This is the fight to recover American populist democracy. This is why I am writing this book." After the announcement of Simon & Schuster went public, it only took a few days for another publisher to pick up the newly canceled author. Regnery Books, a conservative publisher, announced that they have come to an agreement with Senator Hawley and will release the book in May of 2021. 1 month earlier than the original plan. Thomas Spence, the president of Regnery Books, commented that, "It's discouraging to see them cower before the woke mob, as Senator Hawley correctly calls it. Regnery is proud to stand in the breach with him, and the warning in his book about censorship obviously couldn't be more urgent." Demonstrating how cancel culture can backfire, Bonnie Hemingway of The Federalist reported that, "Simon & Schuster canceled the book January 7th, quickly caving to a pressure campaign organized by leftist activists and making the Missouri Republican one of the highest-profile victims of cancel culture. This is how cancel culture backfires. This is how attempts to silence us can ultimately amplify our voices. This is how we push back." Interest in the book grew, and quite appropriately, it is currently a number one bestseller on Amazon. As the storm of cancel culture threatens, be sure to be like the wise man who builds their house on the rock and was able to withstand the storm.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.